Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We have a saying in our house, the world is run by those who show up. It's as profound as it is simple, and it's important for our discussion here today. Recently, a group held a press conference in opposition to I-183, better known as the Montana Locker Room Privacy Act. Their aim is to stop the ballot initiative from becoming law. It's a coalition made up of the usual suspects, the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Coalition, Planned Parenthood, and other far-left groups who work tirelessly to create a new society where there are no moral absolutes, where life is not respected, where God is mocked, and where gender means absolutely nothing. It's a scary place, but they see it as a morally relative utopia. Their latest goal is to allow anyone of any gender to use any restroom, locker room, shower facility, or changing facility of their choice. No rules, no gender norms, and no respect for privacy, safety, or dignity. High school girls would be forced to shower with boys simply because the boy states he's a girl. It's a fantasy. The question is, will society participate in this fantasy? Will society turn a blind eye to the fact that anatomical boys are still boys, even though they choose to be called girls? It's a delusion, and it's a delusion that society is being asked to embrace. I-183 would return some sanity to the debate. It simply says if your birth certificate says you're a boy, use the boys' facilities. If it says you're a girl, use the girls', and if you don't feel comfortable using either, then you can use a single stall facility. The beauty is that it respects the privacy, safety, and dignity of everyone involved. While the recent opposition rally was long on emotion and short on logic, it was also very instructive because it reveals the left's playbook, talking points, and strategy. The first is to never mention showers or locker rooms. They call it a bathroom bill because restrooms have individual stalls, so introducing a guy into a girl's setting is far less threatening. Yet in schools all across the United States, girls are being asked to share showers with boys and accept it as a new fact of life. Second is their plan to run a disinformation campaign. When you want to create doubt, simply tell a lie. They say that people will be forced to prove their gender before using a facility. That simply is not true. A man can be kicked out of a women's facility as we speak under the state's voyeurism laws. The only penalties in I-183 are for government entities such as schools who create policies that allow boys who claim to be girls into the girls' facilities. And the third is that there will be negative economic repercussions if Montana passes this law. That has not been the case in any state where these laws have passed so far and will not be the case here either. The bottom line is that there's a strong, well-organized movement to change long-standing societal norms, and the battle will be won by those who show up. We still need 26,000 signatures to get I-183 on the ballot. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, please go to lockerroomprivacy.com and download the petition today. That's lockerroomprivacy.com. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.